Reading for May 10th, entitled, Take Christ at His Word. Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. John chapter 6, verse 37. All that Jesus asks of you is to accept the truth of the gospel just as it reads. Its requirements are plain and right to the point. All God requires of you is to believe His word, to accept a Thus saith the Lord. God's requirements are His communications to His human family. He speaks to them as intelligent, reasoning agencies who are responsible to render to Him the fruit of righteousness. Will you take the Word of God just as it reads? Will you, as a responsible agent, seek to realize your accountability to God? God is the sovereign of the world. He has entrusted human beings with sacred gifts and endowed them with precious faculties. They are responsible to Him for the right use of these endowments. We have only to come, complying with the invitation, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. John chapter 7, verse 37. Him that cometh to me I will no wise cast out. John chapter 6, verse 37. Every human being, as he reads these words, should feel that he is on holy ground. Remember that the life of the only begotten Son of God was offered up for you. As the Holy Spirit impresses Christ's words on the heart and mind, man must feel that he is in the presence of superior goodness, superseding immeasurably anything that earth can afford. He must feel that he is occupying holy ground, for he is close to the living fountain of mercy and love. To Moses, Jehovah declared, I am that I am. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. Christ declared, Before Abraham was, I am. John chapter 8, verse 58. By this declaration, he laid open the resources of his infinite nature, imparting in his words assurance of pardon for the guilty race. He is the Word, conscious of power that he can take up and lay down his life as he chooses, in order to secure the salvation of those who have fallen under Satan's falsehoods and intrigues. Having brought into the world the great treasures of heaven, owned and created by the eternal God, Christ can give to all eternal life. To all who believe on Him as their personal Savior, He will give an eternal weight of glory. To us the invitation is given, Come out from among them and be ye separate, and I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Thus, God has declared His covenant of obedience. Taken from Letter 79, dated May 10th, 1900, to a gracious businessman and his Adventist wife.